News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has allocated $75 million for a short-term intervention program for vulnerable persons. The initiative is in response to the economic challenges being faced by vulnerable groups. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Keller says funds have been provided in the ministry's budget to finance the program.
In implementing this program, the same methodology used last year will be adopted. Each member of parliament will again be allocated $1 million and will receive a letter that provides details of the project, along with the prescribed form for the submission of beneficiaries' names and projects.
The intervention program will run over the remainder of the financial year, and all members of parliament must make their recommendations to the ministry by March 2015. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the passage of the Disabilities Act 2014 is a necessary step towards addressing the social injustice faced by persons living with disabilities. The Prime Minister, in a message read by Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer, said this milestone legislation should encourage society to fully embrace the disabled community to ensure they are a part of nation building.
One of the remaining aspects of social injustice, which is perhaps not as publicized as it ought to, is our collective failure to fully embrace the disabled community. While undoubtedly we have seen tremendous progress and advances, particularly in the last 50 years, as a society, there is still some way to go in achieving the full integration of the disabled in the development of the nation.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says several measures have been implemented to address challenges faced by persons with disabilities. These include the Economic Empowerment Grant, which has, over the past 10 years, allocated $10 million annually to encourage the establishment of microbusinesses. Over 150 healthcare workers are being trained by two Cuban experts as part of the Ebola preparedness, response and management activities. The training, which started December 1, will run for a period of 3 weeks. It will cover epidemiology, patient management, safety, infection control, use of personal protective equipment, risks associated with Ebola, and isolation. Among the participants in the training program are doctors and nurses from the public and private health sectors, representatives from the University Hospital of the West Indies, and the School of Public Health, University of Technology. The Transport Authority, in partnership with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, has rolled out a special island-wide operation to encourage compliance by public passenger vehicle operators. Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster, says the operation is part of efforts to provide a safe and secure transport system for road users and curtail illegal activities under the Road Traffic and Transport Authority Acts.
We are very serious about what we are doing as a regulator, and we want the commuting public and our operators out there to understand that we are serious and we are enforcing and strengthening our compliance drive and our enforcement activities.
The regulator is also appealing to commuters to become partners in the compliance drive by making their personal safety and security a priority. Meanwhile, Managing Director of the Transport Authority, Donald Foster, says the entity is improving its service delivery through the use of technology. Mr. Foster says there has been significant reduction in the turnaround time for processing licenses. In short order, examiners will be issued with computer tablets to conduct vehicle monitoring activities using the Road Operations Management System software.
They can plug in the license number for vehicle and all the information about that operator and about that vehicle will be available online on time. They'll be able to issue summons and so on by using their handheld devices.
Mr. Foster was speaking at a GIS think tank session. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.